Hello everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Nextbox Official Radio. I'm your host, UT Crazy, and today I'm joined with T Primex. We started our own website, nextbox.co.nr, in sort of search for the very best Xbox game reviews. Sure, you've seen thousands of Xbox game reviews before, but have you really seen them that actually, after you've read them, you know what the game is about, and you know if you're gonna like it or not, and you know so many things about the game, and even some background information about who makes it? That's what we made this site for. If you visit our site today, you can visit our forums, our downloadable content section, and now, as a new part of our website, this radio show. Hopefully in the future, there will be many different things for Nextbox Official Radio, but right now, let's just begin our show and start right now. Oh, what's new, Taylor? Get any new Xbox games?
Yep.
For example?
Fable.
And what do you think of Fable?
Great game.
Any other details you'd care to explain?
No.
So.
Not really.
Okay. Well, next on our agenda would be, we're gonna start by going into the mailbag, and today we have an email from, who's that?
Marky Brook Keener Wiener.
Well, sorry, Marky, if we butchered your name there, but here we go. Here's a email before we got our radio show, so it isn't about that, but he said, and I quote, "Hey, T Primex and UT Crazy, I love the website. I visit it almost every day to see your genius reviews. I look forward to seeing more reviews, and I really liked your site. Keep it up." Okay, thank you for that very kind email. We'd like to hear feedback about anything, so we appreciate you, sending us emails like this, but of course not all emails are like all dandy saying how good we are. Who's the next one from, T Primex?
Agent, Cody _ Banks.
That's a nice nickname, of course. And he said, and I quote, "Hey, T Primex and UT Crazy, although I enjoy some of your reviews, I think your website is very poorly constructed. Whoever owns that website should be ashamed. Well, sorry for making fun of you too much, but I like your reviews. You should just update the site more. Okay, thanks." And, we also like, thank you for that, Agent Cody _ Banks. We also like emails like that so we can know what to improve about our site. Because if everyone was like, Marty, our first, emailer, then we wouldn't have a good website. Because we wouldn't know what's good and what's bad about it. Our latest review, our next review on the site should be about Fable. And, T Primex, what, are you going to talk about in that, review on Fable?
Well, the good, the bad, the ugly.
And, what are some of the bad parts of Fable? Because I've heard a lot good.
Why can't you, I don't know why in the game there's no multiplayer.
Yeah, that would be a good addition, I think. I haven't played it myself. I've watched you play it, obviously. What else?
You can't be female.
Yeah. Can you? Yeah.
A few other things.
Well, does it really matter if you're female in the game? Like.
Yeah, it does. I enjoy playing female in Knights of the Republic.
Yeah, I think that's true. Okay, moving on. That will be our next review on the site, hopefully sometime this weekend. And by the way, it is September 17th, 2004. And our next topic is our, website info, and I discussed this just a few minutes ago, but, We do have new forums on the website, and you can go on and browse around. We still haven't, we don't have a lot of people on our forums yet because that's new, but we'd appreciate it if you posted as much as you want, and you can become a god, actually, if you get so many posts. So, we look forward to seeing you on there, and anyone's welcome on that. And our next topic is a very big one, and that is the big, it's the big trying to figure out which console is right for you. We'll try to persuade you that Xbox is the best console, because right now there are three major consoles. That'd be PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube. And what are your thoughts on GameCube, Z-Primax?
Well, it's probably the worst, cheapest system I've seen yet, but it's the fastest system.
Yeah, that's true. It is the fastest, but I personally believe it's the fastest because they have the worst graphics. I mean, if Xbox had really bad graphics, it wouldn't take it any time to load. That's the whole reasoning behind it, I think.
I think PS2 has worse graphics.
Then
The
GameCube?
PS2 has the longest loading time.
Yeah, it does. And generally in the consoles, they each have their own specific style of game. GameCube has basically
Platformers.
family games.
Platformers.
Platformers? What do you
Yeah,
mean?
it's like Mario and
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's been going on, like, they carry on all their stuff through all of their consoles. Like, the original NES had Mario, and now they have it for GameCube. And they each have their own style of games, and GameCube is like a family system because they have a lot of kids' games. PS2 doesn't really have a one specific game they have. They have like some of their games are like kids games and some of their games are like Japanimation, just like sort of that kind.
I wouldn't say PS2 has a lot of kids games on it.
No, it's like Xbox because Xbox doesn't have a lot of kids games. But it's still the best system because it's other games that it has are amazing graphics, amazing quality, amazing timeline. I can't say that about every Xbox game, but
Amazing what?
time like storylines
Oh.
and some of them, and it has a really big variety of games. And the whole thing behind that is Xbox, it's just the best console. It has GameCube. It has a DVD. GameCube doesn't have a DVD player. Xbox does. PS2 does have a DVD player, but I personally don't think it's as good as the Xbox's DVD player because everything on the PS2 just seems so more just much more complicated than on the Xbox. Like the whole XY circle, whatever, X circle square triangle. It's just a bit confusing. What do you think?
Yeah, I hate the PS2 controllers.
Yeah, and
But I can't say the GameCube controllers are any better.
no, they're too much spread apart. The GameCube controllers, like some of them, I know one game I was playing. They're like you have to push the L or whatever button gently, and then that'll throw a grenade, and then you press the it hard and then it'll throw the grenade like 10 meters longer or whatever. It was just too complicated.
A lot of people find the Xbox as the biggest controller, and it's a little bit too big for their liking.
I don't think the Xbox official controllers are any bigger than GameCube or PS2. They're like they're all.
I usually go for the Mad Cat.
Yeah, that's why I said Xbox official, because the Mad Cats have bigger controllers, and sometimes you just want that big controller. Sometimes you don't want that puny controller that doesn't fit in the palm of your hand and you can't get a grip on when you're playing an amazing action game. It's such as Halo. So that's a plus to, if you like big controllers, then Xbox is for you. And even if you don't, then, well, the Xbox official controllers are the exact same size. I have two of each. I have two official and two Mad Cats, and I sometimes want the official, and sometimes I just want the Mad Cats. It just depends.
And I have three different types of controllers.
What do you have?
I have Mad Cats, and I have official, and then I have Hip Gear.
Hip Gear? Are those good? Is that...
No.
Is... They're not? Are those, like... Are those, like, the cheap ones, sort of?
Mad Cats is a little bit cheaper.
They are. But, Hip Gear aren't good?
No.
Yeah. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. They're, like, exactly like official Xbox controllers. They're, like, the same price. Why wouldn't you just get official Xbox controllers?
I don't know. Official Xbox controllers. I've never tried the Hip Gear ones, I don't think, but official, I think, would be just so. I like those. But anyways, so the Xbox, generally, it has its upsides, and of course it has its downsides, and I know me and T-Primex don't agree on this, but I think I just need to say something about Xbox that I don't like. I can't just say Xbox is the best, Xbox is the best, Xbox is the best, and compare it with all these things that it is the best, but I need something bad about the Xbox, and I think...
Are you going to say the fan thing?
Yeah, that's the thing. And, the fan, I think, I don't really notice it because I have it in, like, a contained box sort of thing, whatever you want to call it.
I never notice it. It's not a fan.
And because I think all consoles have this, and it's just this fan that you hear. If the music isn't playing in the games, you hear this little fan.
Your creep is no fan.
There is a fan.
Well, there is a fan, but it's not loud.
Yeah. And I think another downside to the Xbox is it can only play CDRWs. So,
mine can't for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe I didn't burn that CD right. But, but I was, I've put a few songs on like that. But I'm a really big supporter of going to the store and buying things rather than downloading them. I think that's just a terrible thing to do because piracy really... If you've ever seen that commercial with the guy, with the stunt guy, I think...
The guy that no one cares about?
Yeah, I think he portrays an amazing point. And I think that piracy is terrible stuff. And whoever does is evil people. Okay, well, I...
Forget their Xbox, man. I think they deserve for their Xbox to be broken down.
Yeah, I know. I'm not getting my Xbox mod. But I was just about to say, the last thing I said was a piece of crap. I don't mean any of that. I buy things, I download things. It doesn't, like, movies are good, because you can watch them on your DVD player. But I have a DVD burner, and I can get movies on DVD. And it's just easier. Basically, I download music, and that is legal in Canada. And by the way, we're located in Canada, and we don't live in igloos, obviously, because we're recording this show.
And we have TVs and computers.
Yeah, we have TVs and computers.
And it's not snowing right now.
Yeah, and it's not snowing right now. But, yeah, it's legal again. But anyways, off of that tangent, back to the console wars, I was saying the bad things about Xbox. If you can think of any, T-Primex, what would be the bad things of Xbox for you?
Well, it has the least amount of games out of all three systems.
Really? Well, all the other systems are, like, coming out with something new suit. So they don't focus their attention on what they have out right now. Like, PlayStation 2, I'd see more ads for Xbox than PlayStation 2. Because PlayStation 2, those people have a hell of a lot of things to do because they have PSP, which is the handheld PlayStation, and they also have PlayStation 3, which is the console, their next PlayStation console. And I'm not going to talk about PS3, because I know a bit about it, but no one seems to agree with me, so I could say, if I was about to say anything about PS3, that it was made of glass, but I don't know. Maybe someone will email me and say, no, you're just lying, it isn't made of glass. But anyways, yeah, and then GameCube, I don't know what they're doing, Nintendo. They have the double screen, dual screen, whatever you want to call it. I have my Game Boy Advance SP, and I'm happy with that. And Taylor, you have
the original Game Boy.
You have the original,
which has the first Super Mario.
Yeah, like the punked out of the Game Boy. It's like the old school Game Boy. And you find satisfaction in that. Why, I don't know. And I have the Game Boy Advance and the Game Boy SP and the original and the Game Boy Color. Two Game Boy Colors. So I'm a supporter of Nintendo in a way. Just not their console. Their handheld is okay, I guess. But I think PSP will be better than double screen. I don't know the purpose of the second screen. And I don't get why people would be fascinated in that. So what do you think of that, Taylor? D-Primex?
The double screen?
Yeah, double screen.
What I've heard is when you're playing online with it,
yeah,
you can see what the other person sees.
Really?
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've read a few articles about it. And the PSP, the graphics look amazing. Like, I'm talking like on your TV.
It looks like PS2 graphics, which I wouldn't consider amazing.
No, I'm just saying, for a handheld, if you compare any of the Game Boys...
Yeah, for a handheld.
It's double what the Nintendo could have thought of. So, I don't know. It has those circle, square, triangle, X buttons, which I'm not too fond of, but I don't know. Maybe if someone has it, I'll try it, but it's likely going to be the most expensive thing on the market, just like the double screen. You can buy the Game Boy GameCube for the same price as Game Boy DS. SP. Right now, I'm pretty sure. They were both around $130. So, it is... If I was buying a system, I'd pay an extra $60 and get a lot better system. And also, you know I'm going to bring up this topic, because I don't personally think this, but I'd just like to discuss it. Some people think the Xbox is heavy, and
okay,
I don't...
Those people need to work out or something, because I can carry my Xbox no problem.
I can carry my Xbox, 4 controllers, all the cables, all my games, which is like it was like 12 at the time, pretty easily.
Yeah, me too.
So it isn't a challenge.
Go to
the
gym or something.
Yeah, and I don't even work out. And
it's
the simplest thing. I mean, there's nothing to it. It isn't that heavy of an Xbox, like of a game console. So, it's the heaviest, but it isn't, like, I mean, for having all the better stuff in it, like, if you actually look at the specs of the Xbox, it's better than every other console out there. It's just, that's why it's a lot better, but we're not going to go into that. But, I think another, I don't know, I think before we keep on going into the bad of the Xbox, I think that would be the end of the bad of the Xbox. I'd go, what are a few of your favorite games at the moment? Like the ones that are right on top of your Xbox, just waiting to be played, and you die to play them.
Halo, Knights of the Republic, Fable.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm working on Morrowind, but that's not... amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just working on beating
it. Yeah, that game, it takes a little while to get into. I'm gonna try to play it a bit more. I have that game. But my personal favorites are definitely Halo. I also have Knights of the Old Republic, but I'm not too fast at that. I'd like to discuss one racing game. I have Project Gotham Racing, and it has pretty good graphics and all, but Sega GT 2002, I really like that game. And for a racing game, I haven't tried any of the new ones, like you were talking about Burnout 3 or whatever, Taylor.
Which is going to be amazing.
Yeah. And I haven't heard that before.
Well, I don't know if it's out or not.
Yeah, but I'm...
It could be. I haven't got it yet.
Yeah, but I've already pre-ordered Halo 2, and I know you have as well. So I'm looking forward to that, and that's coming out November 9th. And I'm probably going to take a trip to EB sometime, and... But I'm going to at least rent at Rogers or buy Fable, because that one, the graphics looked pretty good, and the storyline looked pretty good when I was watching it in the documentation on the Xbox official magazine. And
they didn't tell you the storyline on that.
Well, they did. They said you start off as a little child, and everything
that's not the story.
I know, but I was just about to say, everything they say on it, is basically, it doesn't tell you exactly what the story is about, because they just say every decision you do affects how you, do things or whatever, and, it doesn't say a lot. It just said, in the documentation, it just said everything you do from, helping a little girl, affects how you turn out in the game and, being good and evil. That's part of it, but I wouldn't say it's, the main storyline. So, that's a good game, Taylor. You like that?
Yeah, that's good. My favorite now.
Goodbye?
No, it's one of my favorites now.
No, I said, was it a goodbye? Okay.
I don't know which one's better yet. Knights of the Republic and Fable are pretty much tied. I have to say Knights of the Republic is a little bit better.
Okay, yeah. Because I think Morrowind, it's hard to get into, so that's why I don't play that often. But
game to bring at parties.
Yeah, it was actually. Because, of course, we were at that party, and our friend was enjoying Morrowind a lot. And I'm actually...
I was enjoying it a lot, too.
Yeah, it was really funny, actually, watching it.
At a party, when I'm by myself, there's nothing really to laugh at.
I know, because you're not... If you're the one playing, then you're not going to be like, ha, 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 out loud. But it was funny, some of the things, he'd go behind a old guy and kill them, and then they'd, all these guards would come in, and, the old lady would try to attack, and it was funny. But then when you're playing with yourself, it's just not the same. But anyways, I think we're near the end of this episode, so I think we'll close with, the same music we opened with, except it's a longer version. So thank you for listening to Nextbox Official Radio, and we hope this will be one of the many episodes we create. So thanks for listening, and keep on playing Xbox. Okay, thanks, bye.
Good gaming.
Following song is Summer Sunshine by The Coors. Thank you for listening to Nextbox Official Radio.
Everyone's changing, I stay the same. I'm the soul look shallow outside of gold. I've got a secret, it's time for me to tell it. You've been city we borrowed heaven. Don't give it back. Winter is coming and I need to stay warm. The heat.